The problem of bias in artificial intelligence is more than a glitch. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. Artificial intelligence is practically all anyone in the tech world can talk about these days. Or should I say, it's all anyone can chat about. Many of the biggest names in the industry are competing for dominance with ever more powerful AI. But some experts have called for a timeout to evaluate the harms these tools could cause. And you don't have to look far to find examples, says Meredith Broussard. She's a journalism professor at NYU who's been tracking the harms of AI even before the latest generation of chatbots and image generators. Her new book, More Than a Glitch, came out last month.
We tend to talk about bias in tech like it's a momentary blip. A glitch is something that's easily fixed in the code. And so when we see social problems manifest in technology, we need to stop treating them like glitches, and we need to understand why social problems manifest inside our technologies, and we need to not pretend that these things are really easy to fix. So like when Google Images labels images of Black men as gorillas, or when ChatGPT generates text that looks like it's grooming a 13-year-old for a child predator, these are not just easily fixed code issues. These are really human problems, and we can't contribute to magical thinking about AI.
Yeah, when we think about the biases that could be magnified by technology like this, what is particularly dangerous?
I think that it really depends on context. One of the things that I'm excited about is the proposed AI regulation in the EU, which divides AI into low-risk and high-risk uses, right? So like a low-risk use of facial recognition AI, it might be using facial recognition to unlock your phone. I'm not too worried about that. But a high stakes use of facial recognition is something like police using facial recognition on real-time video feeds. Well, that has real potential for harm because facial recognition is not as good at recognizing people with dark skin as it is at recognizing people with light skin. So people with darker skin tend to get misidentified by facial recognition and are thus more subject to surveillance, to false arrest, if facial recognition is used in this way. So that's a high-risk use. Let's maybe not do that, right? So it's all about context. It's all about what kind of AI are you using and how and for what.
There is a form of AI that is sucking up a lot of oxygen lately, generative AI, and specifically these large language models, chatbots. How do you see the ideas in your book playing out around this technology?
So the way a large language model works is you take a whole bunch of data, you feed it into the computer, you say, computer, make me a model. The computer says, okay, and it makes a model of the mathematical patterns that it sees in the data. And then it can reproduce those patterns. It can make new patterns that look like the old patterns. So yes, GPT-4, GPT, all the GPTs, like, yes, they can make new professional headshots based on whatever you put in. DALL-E, yes, it can generate images based on images that it's seen before. It's really cool. It's really fun to play with. I really encourage people to open up ChatGPT or whatever and check it out. But once the novelty wears off, I want you to think about how these things are made. Well, it's fed with tons of data scraped from the internet, which is both wonderful and incredibly toxic. And it makes new patterns based on what it's seen, which again, some wonderful, some toxic. And none of it is at all guaranteed to be true.
And when it comes to the likelihood that these tools will magnify some of the biases and problematic patterns that they're trained on, I mean, is it particularly dangerous that they sort of sound like a human?
humans have this wonderful tendency to anthropomorphize things. We really want to recognize the human in other things. But when it comes to AI, we can't get confused. We can't imagine all of the Hollywood things are actually happening. Our real AI is just math. It's just machine learning models that are fed with data about the past, and it has all of the problems of the past built in.
Meredith Broussard's latest book is called More Than a Glitch: Confronting Race, Gender, and Ability Bias in Tech. And we'll have more from Meredith on tomorrow's show, all about how AI is being used in medicine. And as to that call to slow down AI development I mentioned at the top of the show, last week we featured a series of different perspectives on that, from skepticism of the hype to fears of an information apocalypse. It's all at our website, marketplacetech.org. Rosie Hughes produced this episode. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.